The Crimson Rooms, a novel by Catherine McMahon. Narrated by Josephine Bailey. Copyright 2009 by Catherine McMahon. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with G.P. Putnam Sons, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. May, 1924, London. I followed my brother across a plateau where a bitter wind howled and the sky flashed. A sudden glare revealed churned earth and a monstrous coil of metal. My brother marched ahead, immaculate in his cap and pressed uniform. I tried to keep up, but floundered thigh-deep in mud. Though I thrashed and scrabbled, there was nothing to hold on to, neither root nor rock. At last I wrenched a foot free, but James was now yards ahead, far beyond my reach. I clutched at my thigh with both hands and hauled until it was released and I could crawl forward. The front of my nightgown was a sheet of freezing sludge. "Jamie!" He trod lightly, springing from one dry patch to another. The sky flickered again, and this time I saw a man fallen like a puppet on the wire, back arched, legs splayed. And in the next flash, there was another boy, perhaps 50 yards ahead, waving. Tears made runnels down his filthy cheeks. His mouth gaped, and the lower half of his body was a mash of blood and bone. I faltered again.
"James!"
I cried, through lips clogged with mud.
"Come back!"
But he didn't hear me. His arms were extended toward the boy. The sky roared. Above a shudder of gunfire came the ear-splitting whiz and crack of a shell. I yelled again.